This is the Sakar Moli of the 5th of June 2026. Essence, sweet children, only when you have unlimited disinterest in this old world will you be able to return home with the Father. Question: although God is the Almighty, why are there obstacles in this sacrificial fire of knowledge that He created? Answer: because Ravan is even stronger than God. Therefore, when his kingdom is being snatched away, he would definitely create obstacles. According to the drama, there have been obstacles in this sacrificial fire from the beginning, and they will definitely continue. We are being transferred from this impure world to that pure world. Therefore, impure people will definitely create obstacles. Song. O traveller from the faraway land. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard a line of the song. Just as the Vedas and scriptures show the path of devotion, so this song too shows a little of the path. They don't understand anything. To listen to stories from the scriptures is just sweetness for the ears. You children now know who is called the traveller from the faraway land. You souls know that you too are travellers from far away and that your home is the land of peace. Because human beings don't understand these things, it means they don't understand anything. Because of not knowing the Father, no one knows the world cycle. The soul understands when Shiv Baba says, "I become a living embodied soul for a temporary period." You become embodied souls all the time. I only become an embodied soul for a temporary period at the confluence age. Even then, in that too, not in the same way that you do. I enter this being in order to give my own introduction. How else would you receive the introduction? The Father has explained, there is only the one spiritual Father who is called Shiv Baba, God. No one else knows him. There is also the bond of purity here. The greatest bond of all is to consider oneself to be a soul. The spiritual Father who is the traveller from the faraway land, the purifier, whom you remember on the path of devotion, explains, "I will take you all back home. I will not leave anyone behind. Everyone has to return home. There will not be annihilation. The land of Bharat is always here. The land of Bharat is never destroyed. At the beginning of the Golden Age, there is just the land of Bharat. When the Father comes at the confluence age of the cycle, he has to establish the original, eternal deity Dharma. All the rest of the religions are to be destroyed. You are also helping to establish the original eternal deity Dharma. You heard where it says in the song, 'Baba, take us back home with you.' The Father says, 'No one can go back with me just like that, unless there is disinterest in this old world.' When a new home is being built, the heart is removed from the old one. You also know that this old world is to be destroyed. You now have to return to the new world. Unless you become Satopradhan, you cannot become Satopradhan deities. This is why Baba repeatedly says, 'Consider yourselves to be souls and continue to remember the Father.' the one traveller from the faraway land who grants salvation to everyone, has come. The world does not know him. They say that he is omnipresent. You children now know number-wise, according to your efforts, that you are the children of Shiv Baba. When you come here, Madhuban, you understand that you are going to Baptada. Therefore this is a family. This is God's family. When someone has a large family, it becomes like a big group. Shiv Baba's children, who are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, are also a big group. You Brahma Kumars and Kumaris know that you are claiming your inheritance from the Unlimited Father. It is shown in the scripture that the Pandavas gambled with the Kauravas and put their kingdom up as the stake. However, neither the Pandavas nor the Kauravas had a kingdom. There were no crowns, etc. It is written that they were made to leave the city and that they went and hid the weapons, etc. All of those are tall stories that they made up. There was neither a Pandava kingdom nor a Kaurava kingdom, nor did they fight among themselves. They were brothers. However, there was a war between kings. The war took place between the Kauravas and the Yavanas. How could brothers destroy one another? They have portrayed the Pandavas and Kauravas fighting a war, and only 5 Pandavas and a dog surviving. They then melted away on the mountains. Therefore the play was over. There was no purpose of Raja Yoga. You children now know that the Father comes every cycle and establishes the one religion. They call out, O Purifier, Baba, come. Come and make us pure from impure. In the Golden Age there is just the Sun Dynasty kingdom. The land of Vishnu is being established through Brahma. Now that the Father has come, follow his directions. Remain as pure as a lotus. Kumaris wouldn't be told to live at home like a lotus. They are pure anyway. This is said to householders. Kumars and Kumaris should not even get married. Otherwise they too would become householders. There is some mention of a pure marriage. Those who are celibate from birth are very well known. Once you get married, you become a half partner. Kumars are told to remain pure. Those who live at home with their families are told to become like a lotus. They are the ones who have to make effort. By not getting married, there won't be any bondage. A Kumari has to study and become very strong in this knowledge. Young Kumaris, who are still dependent, cannot be accepted here. They can stay at home and study. If the parents are in this knowledge, they can bring with them the children who are dependent on them. This is a school, a home, and also the company of the truth, a spiritual gathering. The truth means the one Father, to whom it is said, O resident of the faraway land. Souls become beautiful. The Father says, I, the traveller, am always beautiful. I remain in my purity. I come and make all souls pure and beautiful. There is no other traveller like that. The Father explains, I come into the kingdom of Ravan. Even this body belongs to someone else. You souls say, this is my body. Baba says, this is not my body. It is this one's body. This impure body is not mine. He comes at the end of the last of this one's many births. The number one pure soul then becomes the last number, That is, by the end he becomes vicious. At first, the number one soul was 16 celestial degrees full. Now no degrees remain. All are impure. Therefore, the Father is the traveller of the faraway land. You souls too are travellers. You come here to play your parts. No one knows this world cycle. No matter how many scriptures someone may have studied, no one else can give this knowledge. The Father explains, I enter this body and give this knowledge to you souls. Those human beings give knowledge of the scriptures to human beings. They are devotees. There is only the one bestower of salvation. He alone is the ocean of knowledge. Because of not knowing him, people have body consciousness. They don't explain that each of you should have the faith that you are a soul. Souls study. None of them explains this because they have body consciousness. Only Shiv Baba can be called the traveller from the faraway land. You know that you have been around the cycle of 84 births. The Father says, Children, I also explained to you 5,000 years ago that you do not know your own births. I know them. The things that are mentioned in the Gita are like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. This is the same episode of the Gita, the same Mahabharat war, the same knowledge of Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav. Constantly remember me alone. There truly was a war, and the Pandavas were victorious. The rosary of victory of Vishnu has been remembered. In the scriptures it is shown that the Pandavas melted away. So how was the rosary created? You now understand that you have come here to become the rosary of Vishnu. At the top is the purifier father. There has to be his memorial. Memorials are remembered on the path of devotion. Rosaries of 8, of 108, and of 16,108 have been created. It is remembered that there is benefit for everyone due to the stage of ascending. You now know that it is your stage of ascending. You will go to the land of happiness. Your intellects have all this knowledge of how you come down and take 84 births. This knowledge shouldn't be forgotten. The Father has come to remove all our sorrow, to remove the curse, and to give us our inheritance of happiness. Everyone is experiencing sorrow due to the curse of Ravan. Therefore now remember the Father and the inheritance. You know that we who belonged to the Sun dynasty ruled in Bharat. Shiv Baba only comes in Bharat. Remember again and again with your intellects that only Bharat was heaven. Those who haven't been around the cycle of 84 will neither be able to imbibe this nor inspire others to imbibe it. You can understand that they haven't taken 84 births and that they came later, not in heaven. It is good to go first. Generally, people live in their own new house first and then they rent it out later. Therefore it then becomes second hand. The Golden Age is the New World, and the Silver Age is second hand. It now enters your intellects that you will go to that new world of heaven. Make effort. Subjects will continue to be created. You will come to know who will be threaded in the rosary. If someone were told directly that he would not become part of it, he would have heart failure. This is why you are told to make effort. each of you should check yourself to see that your intellect yoga is not wandering. How much love do you continue to have for Shiv Baba? You say that you are going to Bap Dada, that you are going to Shiv Baba to claim your inheritance through Dada. You should go to such a father many times. However, you also have to look after your households. Some are very wealthy, but they don't have time. They don't have full faith. Otherwise, they would come every 1 or 2 months to be refreshed. There would repeatedly be that pull. When a needle is covered with rust, a magnet is not able to attract it. Those who have accurate yoga will be pulled very quickly and will come running. The more that rust is removed, the greater the pull there will be to come and meet the magnet. There is a song that says, "No matter what you do, even if you beat me, I will never leave your doorstep." However, that stage will be at the end. There will be that stage when the rust has been removed. The father says, "Although you may live at home, become man above. It isn't that you have to come running here and settle down here. You clouds have to come to the ocean to be refreshed and then go on service. Only when your bondages are finished can you go on service. Parents have to look after their children. Stay in remembrance of the Father and become pure." The Father has explained, "There are many types of obstacles in the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. Some ask, if God is the all-powerful one, why are there obstacles? They don't understand that Ravan is even stronger than God. His kingdom is being snatched away, and so there are many types of obstacle. According to the drama plan, there will be obstacles once again. From the beginning, there have been obstacles created by those who are impure. It is written in the scriptures that Sri Krishna had 16,108 queens and that he was bitten by a snake, that Rama's Sita was abducted. How could Ravan enter heaven? There are so many lies. People ask how children could be born without vice. They don't know that only those who are to claim their inheritance will come and understand. Therefore, there will be obstacles created by devils in the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. Those who are impure are called devils. This is Ravan's community. You are now at the confluence age. Although you have moved away from Ravan's kingdom, there is still some trace of it. Your intellects have the knowledge that you are now going home, even though you are sitting here. Your intellects have the knowledge that you are sitting here, but there is disinterest in this dirty world, which is to become a graveyard. Everything is explained to you with different points. In fact, there is just the one point of man above. Many write letters saying, 'Baba, I am in bondage.' There isn't just one Draupadi, there are thousands. You are now being transferred from this impure world to that pure world. Those who became flowers in the previous cycle will emerge. The garden of Allah is being established here. Some are such beautiful flowers that you feel comfort just on seeing them. The very name is King of Flowers. Even if they are kept for 5 days, they will remain in bloom and continue to spread their fragrance. Here too, those who remember the Father and also remind others continue to spread their fragrance. They remain constantly happy. The Father is pleased to see such sweet, sweet children. Abba performs a very good dance of this knowledge in front of such children. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become strong in this knowledge and yoga. If you don't have any bondage, don't knowingly tie yourself in any. Remain celibate from birth. 2. It is now your stage of ascending. Baba has come to remove all your sorrow, to remove Ravan's curse and give you your inheritance. Remember the Father and the inheritance and stay in infinite happiness. Check that your intellect yoga is not wandering elsewhere. Blessing. May you be a spiritual server and achieve success in the service you do with the powers to accommodate and to face. Spiritual servers cannot think of anything except doing service. They do not take a rest for even a second in their thoughts, words or actions, and this is why they are the best. In order to achieve success in the service you do, they constantly remember the slogan, to accommodate and to face is our goal. They accommodate their old sanskars and face Maya, not the divine family. Such children, as well as being knowledgeful, are also powerful and are said to be spiritual servers. Slogan. Do not make small things big. Make the atmosphere powerful. Avyakt signal. To remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. People of the world are sitting on a pyre of hopelessness while alive. Make such souls die alive and give them the donation of a new life. With your cheerful and happy face, teach them how to lead a human life. On seeing you, let them receive courage, zeal and enthusiasm. For this, make your nature easy and be constantly stable in the double light stage, on the seat of the lotus stage. Om Shanti.